They're so extra, and they're so Christmas. They're so Xmas.
Hi, Tinsel Tori. I mean,
you're gonna have to come up with a new name.
We are introducing Cliff. Is that your name on here, or do you want a special name?
Can you make a Christmas name for me?
What comes to mind?
Should I have come with a Christmas name?
I mean, my first thought was Chrysanthemum Cliff, the Christmas elf.
Oh, I love that.
Do you really?
Yeah, that's good.
Fantastic.
Flowers are great. I like flowers.
Well, I'm Heather, and we've got a new dynamic because we're going to be celebrating Christmas on the 25th of each month leading up to Christmas, which is a really good idea because people love Christmas and there's a lot of planning.
A ton of planning. And if you don't plan now, October's going to roll around, November's going to roll around, and you're going to have anything done, and you're going to be like me out shopping on December 21st. Not having seen any of your holiday movies, not having made cookies, it's going to be a nightmare.
Well, somebody recently said to me, the joy of travel is simple. Get to the airport early. Because when you get to the airport early, you can shop at the stores, you can relax, you're not rushing to park. Christmas is exactly the same thing. So theoretically, get to the airport early, make your plans. And one of the things we always talk about, one of the ways to inspire your plans is Christmas movies.
Yes.
Now, Cliff, you found a really great one.
Actually, you found this one. You sent it to me.
I was going to give you the credit.
You should not give me the credit for this. So this movie is called A Mermaid Christmas. Is that right?
A Mermaid for Christmas.
A Mermaid for Christmas. So tell me what you think, Heather. Do you think this is, we've done every single movie about a like businesswoman that for some reason moves to a small town and meets a logger? And so we've run through every iteration of that story. And so they're like, I don't know, what if we just did a Little Mermaid movie, but set it at Christmas time?
I think it's genius. I think it's connecting all the dots. So many of the classic Christmas movies are built around royalty and becoming a princess because that's everyone's dream. But what else is everyone's dream?
To be a mermaid.
Yes.
It's like that shirt. Like if you be you unless you can be a mermaid, in which case be a mermaid.
Exactly. It's a step above princess, because now that Meghan Markle is a princess, it just feels a little more tangible. Like, oh, that's possible.
I mean, the reality is anyone could probably be a princess if you find a prince, but not everyone can be a mermaid, and a mermaid can be a mermaid and a princess.
It's the ultimate.
It's the ultimate.
The bar has officially been raised.
It's done by a bunch of people who have done a bunch of the other Hallmark movies, but got this super buff dude who appears to never wear a shirt and a hot mermaid. You don't probably need anything else to make a good movie, but literally it sounds like it's the plot from The Little Mermaid. She is a mermaid from circumstances I can't reveal, but her whole existence is to become human again. What else is there?
And we're all sitting there watching saying, but you're a mermaid.
Right?
It's fantastic. It stars One Life to Live's Jessica Morris, and she is the mermaid. And Kyle Lauder from Days of Our Lives. So there's this whole intertwining aspect from the soap operas that a lot of us have grown up with. I mean, I didn't watch soap operas growing up, but they were always on. My mom was watching them.
I might have watched some soap operas. I was unemployed for like 4 months one time, and I watched a lot of soap operas. Then I got a job and I'm like having to ask my wife, I'm like, what's happening? What happened? I need to know.
I'm already learning so much about you, Cliff. I'm happy you're here with us.
I am too.
So yeah, keep an eye out for that. They're working on that movie. They might.
It's filming literally right now. So we don't know if it's going to be a Hallmark movie or a whatever movie, but I'm sure we're going to want to see this come Christmas time.
I hope it's in the theater.
Oh God.
Well, then we could all dress up in our mermaid outfits and be extra, extra.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So one of the things that we like to talk about is gift giving. I'm constantly scouring the internet to find gift ideas for you. And one of my favorite new websites, tingly.com with two G's. Now, this is one of those create your own adventure gifts. They're going to send you a book. And in that book, there are going to be upwards of 100 different experiences that your recipient can choose from. And they're all in this beautifully constructed book. The actual book is a gift in itself.
These are gorgeous.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So you get to pick the book that they receive. The books are organized by both occasion and price point. So if you want to spend $150, you can get the $150 book. If you want to spend $500, you can get the $500 book. So there's really a lot of options for budgeting. And examples of things and experiences in the books are skydiving or a boat ride or a beach adventure. So it's really cool because you put it in the hands of the person receiving it. And I sent this to Cliff and it was, what was your reaction?
It just looks so cool. And I like that, like you're saying, that there's a range of prices too, from $80 to way pie in the sky high.
Yeah.
It's the perfect gift, I think. Like, I have a real problem buying gifts for people because most of the people I know kind of have all the stuff they want. You know, mm-hmm. It's hard to find something that's memorable and something that's special and something that's unique for people that are also in their like 40s to 60s. Mm-hmm. They have jobs. They have money. They can buy a lot of the stuff they want. Mm-hmm. And so something like this is an experience that you can give them that they don't already have. And I think that that would greatly reduce the stress I feel at Christmas time. So, and I can buy it online so I don't have to go to a mall. It's perfect.
Absolutely. And just for gift giving in general, they've got a wedding book. So maybe you're going to a wedding and you don't want to buy someone a toaster from their list.
You know, and if you don't know, like Father's Day is what, next weekend, weekend after?
Soon.
Don't get your dude a tie. Get him one of these cool experiences from Tingley.
Yeah, you never know. He might want to be ziplining and right? You could satiate that need for adventure.
I would rather zipline than get a tie.
I think most dudes
people would, right?
Would, yeah. Now, one of the things on Tingley is like Once Upon a Time or Make All Your Dreams Come True. They have really cool titles. And that was reminding me about Disney.
Oh.
And anytime I want to talk about Disney, I go to Cliff because Cliff is Mr. Disney.
I like Disney an awful lot. I like Disney an awful lot. And, you know, we were talking about planning earlier where you really need to start planning now. And I think that a lot of people think, oh, man, it would be so cool to go to Walt Disney World for the holidays, right?
Have you ever done that?
I have not because I don't like crowds.
Okay.
I'm a huge Disney fan and I love Disney and it's crazy, but like Christmas at Disneyland or Disney World is insane. I have been in November though when they have all the Christmas stuff up and it is literally the most magical place in the world. Like it doesn't snow here really very much. And every night on Main Street, it snows. It's the best snow ever. Because first of all, it's gingerbread scented and it's made of some sort of bubble concoction. So it looks gorgeous. It's beautiful. You can take all the pictures and then it just goes away and you don't have to worry about shoveling. It's amazing. Disneyland or Disney World at Christmas is incredible. But what people don't necessarily think is if you want to go to Disney World specifically for Christmas, you have to buy tickets like now.
Right.
Disney, they just opened up the Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party tickets, and there's like a dessert party you can get where you can see the fireworks and eat desserts during that.
Ooh.
And they sell out like now. Even if you can get tickets to that, the hotels sell out like now.
Okay.
So if that's what you want to do, you want to get away to somewhere warm and awesome and not cold and snowy for Christmas, it's the place to do it, but you've got to act right now.
I got that. From you.
But I mean, can you imagine anywhere more amazing and more special than like your kids waking up at Disney World and being able to go outside and everything, like they theme everything. There's lights and there's ornaments. Everyone's dressed up. They have a tree that's like, I don't even know how tall the tree is. It's absolutely amazing.
I love your suggestion to go before Christmas because then you get the best of both worlds. You have the family vacation, you get to experience all the magic of Christmas, and then you go home and you have your classic Christmas where you wake up, you have the Santa Claus vibes in your house, and it's all of those memories too. So, and that's also a really beautiful way to extend your Christmas because I feel like much like planning a wedding, when you plan Christmas, it's one day and then it's over. So extending Christmas, I think, is the real battle.
Well, and one cool thing about Disney World specifically, because all the hotels are on property, people decorate their hotel rooms for Christmas. So I've been to Walt Disney World in like early December, like December 5th, 6th.
Yeah.
And everyone had like Christmas lights up around their hotel room windows and little decorative things and little figurines. It was really cool. If you love Christmas... It's a good place to start.
That's fantastic. Well, hey, speaking of decorating, I found something fun. You know how they have all of those monthly subscription boxes where you've got these curated gifts and you can send them to people or receive them yourself? Yeah. There are now decorating boxes. Deckedhome.com. And you got to spell it DeckedHome.com.
That's kind of hard.
It's hard.
Oh my gosh, their stuff is so beautiful though.
Yeah. So in the spirit of making things easy, making your life easy, and the spirit of surprise, you can get one of these curated boxes for any season, and they've got their Christmas boxes as well. What I love about this, how many of us have been traveling? Maybe you're going to be in Disneyland for Christmas. You don't want to bring all of your home ornaments. You've got your house decorated, but you want to decorate your hotel room. So you can have one of these Decked Home boxes sent to you, sent to your hotel. It's there when you arrive. It's beautiful. Maybe you just moved into a new place and all of your stuff is packed up or your Christmas ornaments are in storage. Get one of these Decked boxes sent to you. It's just the ultimate in convenience and the curation aspect where someone's doing it for you and helping.
These are beautiful, and they remind me of, do you ever go into someone's house and you're just like, man, these people are so put together. Everything looks perfect. My house never looks that way. Like, my house is great. I love my house, but it never looks like a staged model home. These look like the perfect thing. That you take this and you put it on a table, and all of a sudden your house looks finished.
Yes.
They're great.
You know, another great use for these all year long, realtors. If you're a realtor and you've got clients that are trying to stage their homes, just get a whole bunch of Decked boxes. Maybe you've got an empty house and it's on the market and you need to make it look beautiful. You've got a box for every occasion. So you've got your little open house boxes ready to go.
And some of these are cheap, too. They start at $25.
You know, we like to cater to everyone on You're So Extra because being extra should not be expensive.
Glitter is cheap.
Now, speaking of glitter, I could put glitter on twice a year and then there's still glitter like everywhere.
That's how glitter works.
In my house. You and I were talking the other day about what is the rule of thumb about like how long to leave decorations and trees up and everything? Would you know?
My personal rule of thumb
is
that if it's still up come Valentine's Day, you just need to take all your decorations off and redecorate it for Valentine's Day. So either you take the tree down or you have to do like a Valentine's Day thing. And then you might be able to go Valentine's Day to like maybe St. Patrick's Day, redo it there, maybe the 4th of July after that. But it's one or the other. Either you have to redecorate or take it down.
Okay, that's a good
I do not think that is the traditional answer.
How early do you put it up?
I have every intention of putting it up on Thanksgiving-ish.
Okay.
And that never works. And we usually like are scrambling to put it up like a week or two before Christmas, which is why we leave it up until February.
Right.
And it's fine now because we have a fake tree. This was not so great when we didn't have a fake tree. Like, I've taken trees out of especially apartments that I've lived in that you leave like a trail of needles behind you for 300, 400, 500 feet dragging your dead Christmas tree to the garbage can. It's not great.
And the only other thing that I just wanted to toss into everyone's head, before I told you about Cameo, did you know about Cameo?
I did not.
Oh, great. You know, so Cliff is the tech person. He knows about all the things. And it is a rare occasion that I actually turn him on to something.
See, I don't know if that's true because you have all these like super cool, like cutting edge. They're like, this thing was released yesterday. Have you seen it? I'm like, no, and I don't think that's legal either.
Well, this was released in January, so it's been a few
months.
It's called Cameo. And the purpose for Cameo is not Christmas specifically, but I find a giant Christmas usage here.
Yeah.
It is low-level celebrities. I say low-level because, like, George Clooney is not on there. Lady Gaga is not on there. But you can pay celebrities to give you a private message. Cliff, you're looking at it now, I think.
I'm just wondering what I could get Jennifer Love Hewitt to say to me.
She is lovely.
She really is. I love that the people that you wrote, though, were Jennifer Love Hewitt, Sean Astin, Prez Hilton, and Andy Dick. Like, like what world? Andy Dick and Jennifer Love Hewitt. Good enough. It's good enough.
Yes, those are some examples. And there's a host of random YouTube people that I've never heard of, but your kids probably
some
know.
Minecraft guy, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So they're all available on there. And I love the idea of creating customized Christmas messages for your friends. Ditch Christmas cards, save some trees. Like, don't buy the cards. Start now, much like your Disney adventure, and start having some ideas about who your friends and family might want to have wish them a Merry Christmas.
So I didn't pay for it, or neither did the person that got it for me. But in the same vein, a friend of mine got, do you know who John Barrowman is? He's an actor. He was in Doctor Who. He's been in a bunch of other things.
His name sounds familiar.
Yeah. My wife loves him, loves him. She would leave me for him in a heartbeat.
So he's on her list.
Yes.
Who's on your list? Jennifer Love Hewitt?
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
She brings a lot of things to the table that I like. But a friend of ours got John Barrowman to wish us happy anniversary. It was 5 years ago, and it is still in my inbox, and every once in a while I just play it. This is a good gift idea. This is something that people will love.
Yes, it's a gift and a Christmas card all mm-hmm. in one. Cameo. Go hit it up, because these are the kind of apps that might go away.
How much is it? Do you know?
It's dependent on who you get.
I'm going to totally get Andy Dick to do all of mine.
One of the funny parts about Andy Dick, I've looked into his... Because they all have examples.
Oh, that's amazing.
So you can see some other people's on there. It's kind of like a little reel. Andy Dick is funny and fun-loving and all this stuff in his character, right, that we all know. When he does his cameo videos, he's sitting at a sad karaoke bar with no makeup on, with a shaky hand, rolling these things off. So there's this weird relatability and magic to that.
I actually love that more than a well-done produced Andy Dick video. That's actually what I expect for an Andy Dick video.
Yes.
Love it.
Yes. Yes. I think Jennifer Love Hewitt did a whole bunch of them in her car. She parked and she's in a minivan or something because she's a mom now. It's so real. I love these.
It's the most random thing. I can't even... It's amazing. Yeah. It's absolutely amazing. I love it.
So get them now, I would say, because these celebrities are in and out. You never know if they're going to leave, if they get bored with it.
Maybe you could get them to just Merry Christmas and then pause. And you could just have a bad voiceover do. So you only have to buy one.
You could do that. And if you have video editing skills, you could do some fun things with that. Oh my gosh.
Right?
What are those jib jab little elf things? Oh my gosh. You could get one of them to do it and then jib jab them.
That'd be amazing.
There you go.
It's
That's
great.
All you need, people.
All you need.
You're ready now. Cliff, we're going to do this again.
I'm so excited.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
And before we go, I want to say thank you to the 17,000 downloads we've gotten.
That's a lot.
That's amazing, especially considering we haven't cracked this mic in months. Thank you.
Thank you.